Blog Talk Radio.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves, and live through your death, and we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, and we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, then we shall be born again to be blessed in your love.
Good Sabbath, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al, Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And as always, I'll ask everyone to send me a shout out to let me know whether or not you can hear me clearly. I'm going to start off with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this day, give you praise and give you honor through thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. It is through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to make it into thy kingdom. Father, we thank you for the strength, the comfort that you've given us throughout the course of this week and bringing us to this Sabbath day, the day in which you say that you will meet with us, the day that we look forward to. Father, we ask of thee to open our mind, open our ears, open our eyes to perceive, incline the wonders of your word on this Sabbath day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Like I said before, I'm Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation, and I am your teacher for this evening. are in another session of advanced training. And this session is called Follow Me. And this session came to me throughout the course of this week. And, you know, this week was a little different for me because the past couple of sessions we've been having, the Father put me in a position where I had to heed some of the words that he had me to speak. And just like, you know, the other Morays say that when we speak these lessons from him, that these lessons are for us also. And so throughout the course of this week, I was put in a situation where I had to keep my mouth shut. You know, I had to humble myself. And it was interesting. But one of the things that it did throughout the course of this week, my mind was very tired. It was tired. It was very tired. Realizing how holding on to what you know is right and being persecuted and dealt with harshly because you're doing what's right. It gave me a sense of, you know, how the prophets felt or went through, and ultimately how Yahushua went through, you know, how, you know, what he went through and how he felt. Because it's very tiring when you are trying to do the right thing or you're doing the right thing and being persecuted for it. So he gave me this lesson, follow me. And so we're going to start in the beginning. Yah created the word. And the word created everything else. And so when the word created humanity, he understood what he was doing. He understood that some was going to serve him. He understood some wasn't going to serve him. Like when we deal with the story of Cain and Abel, Adam's first two sons that are mentioned. He knew that one was going to serve him, and he knew one wasn't going to serve him. But yet he created, you know, Adam had more sons. And he knew that one of those sons that he was going to have down the line was going to be a substitute for the one of the first sons, or the righteous son who was, you know, his life was taken from him by his brother. And he understood that humanity was going to kill one another. He understood this. But he understood also that he wanted humanity not to do these things. So he devised a plan on how he could change that. And in that process, you know, he knew that he was going to have a man that was going to teach others, and that he was going to have a relationship with, and that was Enoch. And he understood that Enoch was going to teach. And then Enoch and his lineage, Noah found favor in the eyes of Yahweh. And from there, Noah had sons. And he knew that of his sons, that Shem was going to honor him. And then from Shem, we get Abraham. And Abraham had favor. The father knew that he was going to teach his children. And he knew that Abraham was going to have a son. And his son's name was going to be Isaac. And he knew that Isaac was going to have two sons also. And they're going to be warned. These children were warned in the womb. But he knew this. And he knew one was going to follow him. Jacob, the younger one. And from Jacob, he knew that he was going to have 12 sons. And from these 12 sons, he knew Moses was going to come about. And he used Moses because Moses was one of the humblest of that group. And he used Moses to bring the nation out of Egypt, out of bondage. So what are these brothers doing so far? They're following that spirit, that one spirit that's constantly trying to bring righteousness to the world. So with Moses and him bringing the people out of Egypt, he knew that these people were going to rebel against him. He knew this. But at the same time, he wanted the people to know who he was. So what did he do? He spoke to Moses in front of the people because he didn't want the people just to think that Moses was just following any other god or any god of their imagination. But he wanted the people to know that he is the one true Elohim. He is the one who created them. He is the one who will bring them out of Egypt. Even though they knew of him, but they didn't know him. So Yahweh wanted them to know him. So he spoke to Moses in their presence. And one of the things that they said was, speak to Moses. Speak to Moses. Don't speak to us. So from that point on, we had a mediator. The Father was teaching us about a mediator. A mediator being between him and the people. So from here, we have to understand the purpose of a mediator. The mediator gets the message and passes it on to the people. The people said that they would do it. Why? Because during that time, they couldn't bear to hear the word coming from Yahweh. But if we bring it down to modern time, they still can't bear to hear the word of Yahweh. Because the word of Yahweh is coming from the people he has chosen to speak. Going back to the title, Follow Me. See, they followed the words. They followed the instructions. At least that's what they said they were going to do. Follow the instructions given to the man, Moses. And as we know, Moses led the people in the wilderness. And in that process, men rose up against Moses. Why? Because they was of the same lineage and felt as though they had authority also, but not realizing that Moses was chosen, a chosen vessel for a specific purpose. He had people in his immediate family who rose up against him, and the Father dealt with them accordingly, so that they will know who the chosen one is. Same thing of members of the tribe in which he was from. Rose up against him, and the Father showed who he had chosen. So from there, we go to Judges rose up to continue to teach the people. Prophets rose up to continue to teach the people, to be that mediator between the Father or between Yahweh and the people. Because we know that Yahweh created humanity. And these judges went through various things from the people. Because the prophets and the judges were obedient to what thus saith Yahweh. So then we get down to the kings. The kings were told what to do, were given instructions based on what was told to Moses. Instructions. Follow me. Do as I say. That's another way of being led, by listening to what people tell you to do. And when you listen to people and what they say to you, you have to have a genuine love for that word, or a genuine love for the Creator. Because sometimes men feel as though I know just as much as the person that's been chosen. You may know just as much as the man that's been chosen, but you're not the one who was chosen. That means you have to listen, to follow. But in the midst of that, sometimes people just walk their own route and think that it's okay. But you have just stepped off the path of the man who has been chosen to lead the way. In order to be a good leader, you also have to be a good follower. Because you have to follow someone in order to learn what a good leader is. So as we've seen in the examples of the kings fell short in one way or another. But they still were chosen men by Yahweh. Then we have the Messiah. He comes on the scene. The scriptures teach about him. The prophets prophesied about him. And the men who were chosen to teach sometimes failed to teach what the Spirit was leading and guiding them to teach, because they got caught up in the power and the authority that had been given to them. As a result, they started teaching and preaching the things of their heart. And as the scripture teach, man's heart is wicked. Who can know it? Because man doesn't know it. But then, like I said, the Messiah comes on the scene, Yahushua. And he walks up to individuals and he says, follow me. Follow me. And you read the different accounts where people followed him, left everything that they had behind and followed him. You had some say, yes, I'll follow you, but I have to do something first. And he left them because something else was a little more important than following the Messiah, because they didn't know and didn't understand who was calling them. And so we deal with the men that walked with the Messiah. They walked with him in faith. They walked with him because he chose them. He knew them. As we learn in the scriptures, he said, let each man be persuaded in his own mind. And see, because he created them, he understood what they needed at that time. Just like us, who are walking in the waves of the Yahushua, walking in the ways of Yahweh. He knows what we need. He knows how to persuade us. So if we're at this point where we're listening to this lesson, we have been chosen by Yahushua. We have been chosen by Yahweh. We have been chosen by Yah for a specific purpose. But we have to follow him. And if we don't follow him, we're going to be shook off. We're going to be shaken off, just like the dust. He's not going to give us peace because we're not returning peace to him. Follow me. And we're following that spirit. Because if you pay attention to, as we were starting from the beginning, it was that spirit that was constantly moving the minds of men to do the will of the Father. Just like now, it is that spirit that leads and guides you to all righteousness. It is that spirit that strengthens you. And like I said, what I learned this week, when doing the right thing and dealing with the persecution of those who strive to do wrong, it is overwhelming. It makes your mind tired. And could you imagine? Yahweh dealing with humanity and all these people and all their isms and schisms and wants and desires and all he is asking us to do is to keep his Torah. And he's constantly giving everyone an opportunity to learn and to know. So as we've been given that opportunity to know and his son, Yahushua, to know his word, let us feel honored that we are perceiving the truth of his word, that we are in a relationship with Yahushua, because we read in the scriptures that he is the door to the sheepfold. He is that door to that kingdom. He is the one that's inviting us to the party, to the wedding feast. He is the one who is preparing a spot for us. The question is, are you going to continue to follow his word so that you can be at that door when it opens? Because just like in Noah's time, when it was given that opportunity to learn the righteousness and do the will of the Father, they didn't do it. And when the rain came, it was too late. It was too late. You know, you don't want to get to that door of that kingdom and it's closed. Because we see in the scriptures what happens. The door is not opened back up. Because the time of entry is over. So family, as we go on to the rest of this Sabbath day, Follow Yahushua. Follow his word. Follow that spirit as it's being taught to you, as it's being spoken to you. Have your ears inclined to hear the truth of his word. Compare what you're hearing to what you see in the scriptures. Because as we are learning that the adversary has good words too. He's very charismatic. And he can bring that message real strong also. Like we learned, I think it was last week. Or there's no marvel, for he can transform himself into an angel of light. But we know he's been given that authority. And because we understand that he has no power over us, we should not grant him power over us. Because he goes before the Father and asks, can he mess with us? And we've read that in the scriptures also in regards to Job. We've learned throughout the scriptures, there's nothing new under the sun. So if Job petitioned by Satan, why can't I? Why can't you? We have to understand that as being members of his family, as being members of his elect, there's trials and tribulations that we have to go through to test our faith in him. Now, when we look at the men or the people that have been chosen throughout the scriptures to do a task, it was for the purpose of that moment and was for the purpose of our learning today. So that we can understand that we're not above anything. We're subject to whatever he chooses to subject us to. But it's our faith in Yahushua that will get us through it. And understanding that we too go through levels of persecution. Because as the light of Yahushua dwells within us, he told us that the world would hate us. It's not the people, but it's the adversary who hates us. And he uses those who love him to hate us also. But we must remember that when Israel or the Hebrews were in Egypt, and all those plagues were coming upon Egypt, that there was light in Goshen. He protected those that were in Goshen. Why? Because that was his people. They were his ones he called different, his peculiar treasure. Like we learned last week, we are different from everybody else in this world. We have been chosen as a precious jewel to Yahweh. Do you view yourself as a precious jewel? And if you do, then you know that Yahweh has chosen you. Do you view yourself as fine, shining gold? If you do, then you know you've been chosen to walk according to the will of Yahweh. You've been chosen, Yahushua. And in due time, you're going to be walking on roads of sapphire. And in due time, you will see the light of the Father. Because that's been promised to us. Because Yahushua told us So ultimately, that's the end game, to meet the Father. So we have to bear in mind again, follow me. As Paul said, follow me as I follow the Messiah. Your teachers, that's who we follow. We follow Yahushua. We follow Yahweh. We follow the Word, which was created by the Father, just as you do. Just as you do. And as your mores and your teachers tell you always, don't believe a word that we're saying. Search it out for yourself and review the word of Yah. Review it. Go through it and see for yourself that you are a precious jewel chosen by Yahushua to shine before the Father. Check for yourself. For you've heard the call, and you follow. Like we always say, guard your gates. Because one of the things that Yahushua said to his followers is don't be dismayed by the things of the world. He even said don't be dismayed by the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And these were people of Israel. So don't get caught up in those things that you are seeking, because you don't have to seek far at all. As scriptures teach, he said, I'm not a God afar off. I'm a God close at hand. And if you pick up the word, he's right there in your hand. If you sit down and talk to his teachers, he's right there with you. But you have to be willing to follow that spirit that dwells within the men in whom he has chosen to minister that word to you. Pay attention to the spirit as it lines up with the word itself. I'm going to conclude the lesson for today with this scripture. I'm paraphrasing because the Father had me do something different today. And the scripture is, I'm paraphrasing, he who has an ear, let him hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a vessel for your teaching this evening. Father, I hope that the words that you allow to come forth from my mouth touch your people and bring them closer to your will for them. I thank you, Father, for Yahushua, my Lord and Savior and Redeemer, and all he has done. I thank you, Father, for the prophets of old and writing down their experiences so that we can learn from the men or the people that you've chosen in the past to help us go forward. Father, I ask of thee to continue to comfort those who need comfort, strengthen those who need strengthening, heal those who need healing. As your words say, Aya, Asha, Aya, you will be what you will be to your people when they need it. Father, I thank you once again for allowing me to be a vessel for your use on this Sabbath day. Continue to bring peace to the hearts of those that are in my listening voice, to Israel, to Beth Yahweh congregation, and to all those in the world. Father, I ask of thee to continue to strengthen and bless our elders, giving them good health and strength so that they can continue to share your wisdom that they have with us as being the younger ones. And may we share the knowledge that they give us with those with whom we come in contact with. Father, I thank you once again in the name of Yahushua. On behalf of myself and all of Israel on this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, and may you all have a peaceful slumber. Shalom, Israel.
Step up. Yeah. Lord.